Healthy Life.
How you doing, America? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I think everybody now has emerged from the shadows, but looking at some of the results from the election kind of makes you say, whoa. I'll explain. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, besides that, rumor has it, there are some rumors flying around when it comes to General Petraeus, the former head of the CIA, and we have all of that. It's worse than a Lifetime movie. How did he ever get involved with this woman who is taking him down one leg at a time? And I'm going to lay some of that on her doorstep. I'll explain that, too. Plus, there's some flap over the Star-Spangled Banner. Good timing, since it was Veterans Day. And once again, thanks, hats off. We appreciate your service for everybody and to everybody who has served in the military in some capacity, whatever it is, whatever war, wherever you were, whether you were on a base in the U.S. or you were somewhere else on the front lines. Thank you very much, because it's you that have preserved our freedoms. And speaking of that, oh my, Tuesday is a big day in Washington. And the reason is because finally the fiscal cliff will be addressed. And I don't know which is bigger, the Lifetime show going on between Petraeus and Congress, or Congress and the fiscal cliff. As far as you and I are concerned, and our wallets are, it has to be over the fiscal cliff because of the fact that there's been such a standoff over taxes and tax hikes and cutting and what are we going to do and what are we going to do with these loopholes and who is the group that's going to get hacked off the most. The president has scheduled some big-time White House meetings, that's what they're calling them, big boy and girl meetings at the White House with business, civic, and labor leaders. That's how it's being billed. So in other words, people with influence and money to have a summit. That's happening on Friday, and there'll be some Republicans and Democrats in Congress, too, as well. So now that the battle is over for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and other seats in the Senate and in Congress, the focus is definitely on what's going to happen with these scheduled tax hikes and budget cuts that most economists, no matter which way they lean, are saying absolutely, if you were to trigger what is on the board right now, we're headed for the big R word. And you know what the R word is? Recession. So no joke. Nobody wants to go into a recession. I know I don't. I know you don't. Ho, 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 happy holidays. That's not where we want to end up. But here's the thing. Generally, there is no doubt that anybody who's in this game realizes that you have to avoid the $600 billion in deficit reduction measures that are on the board right now. There's just no way that this can go through. If it does, that is the first step to falling off the cliff. You have to have deficit reduction, absolutely. We should have never been in the kind of hole we're in right now, but we can't go backwards. We have to look to figuring this game out. So what are the revisions going to be to the tax code? And see, here's the thing. We know how this breaks down. Tax the rich. Don't tax the rich. Put some of the burden on the middle class. Don't put the burden on the middle class. End the extended breaks, because that's what the Bush tax cuts are. It's something that you've had for a long time, but now you'll notice it. If it's going to cost your family almost $5,000 or at least $3,000, somewhere between three and five, pick a number, you're going to feel that. You're going to notice that much money being gone. That's gas money. That's lunch money. That's bill money. Even when people try to whittle that away as, oh, it's not that big of a deal. It is a big deal, especially when your property taxes are higher, when so many other things around you have gone up, except for gas. How cheap are you getting your gas? I filled up the other day. I couldn't believe it. $3.05. 305. Of course, I was in One Horse Town, about 2 hours south of Dallas, Texas, but I'll take it. I'll pull up to the Easy Mart with a horse, no kidding, tied up right next to me in a little town called Granbury, and I'll get my gas for 305. I mean, I almost veered off the road. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was misreading it. I mean, I know it's been dropping, but 305 is definitely the cheapest that I've gotten gas in a long, long time. A long time. I mean, at least probably a year and a half, 2 years, maybe longer than that. Because really, if you think about it, it was less than $2 back in 2007 and the tail, or the beginning of 2008, and then that changed and it started to tick up. So, okay, so gas is cheaper. But everything else in our lives has definitely gone up. What's going to happen here? What has to happen? If you had a seat at the big boy table, what would you vote for? Would you say, let's just get this over with, and if we're going to fall off the cliff, I don't want to dangle. I don't want to dangle on the edge. I just want it to hit me all at once. Remember, the president won re-election partially, not just females, not just the Latino vote, which was huge numbers for him, but on one of the things that he was pushing over and over and over and over again, he kept hitting the middle class, middle class, middle class, middle class thing, and a lot of the exit polls, that's what showed up. Especially for anybody that was in that bracket that just had, because we heard it so many times, we kept hearing 250,000, below 250, below 250. So that was a big chunk of what also pushed the Prez over the top in the end. So you got 350 economists that have been organized by a liberal group called Campaign for America's Future, that they're going to push a statement that's going to say, we got to stop this concern with cutting deficits because we have a fragile economic recovery. And these are 350 economists. But you could pick anyone out of the crowd, and if they have a shingle hanging and they're worth their salt, they're going to tell you the same thing, that we cannot do that. And duh, haven't we known this all along? This isn't anything new. Remember the brilliant idea of getting a few Democrats and a few Republicans together and they were going to solve this? And if they didn't solve it, the president's answer was, okay, we're just going to have this massive slash. That's what's going to happen. We're just going to cut everything off. And that's the fiscal cliff. We're going to shut down those loopholes, and the military is going to face a big chunk of that cut. It's just automatic cuts. So this has been on the board for a year, and there have been no meetings behind the scenes in these committees. You got to be kidding me. We have got to fix the debt, but we can't fix the debt at the detriment of all of us going into a recession. There must be something in between. There has to be something in between. And I talked to a buddy in D.C. today. He said the lobbying is unbelievable. Everybody wants to buy him lunch. Rumor has it on the flip side. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If I like your rumor, I'll talk about it on the air, and I'll send you a copy of the book, Level the Playing Field. You can send it to me at americatonight.net. Probably the easiest way, americatonight.net. Click on contact, bada bing, you are in, and let your rumor fly. This rumor is not a shock. How do you think the cartel feels about marijuana being legalized in Colorado and Washington? I don't think they were too happy. Doesn't that cut into the crop? I would say yes in Colorado, definitely. In Colorado, per capita, the amount of dope smoking going on is, well, immeasurable. They're too stoned to count heads, let's put it that way. So the rumor is, in Latin America, they're trying to figure out what they can do to expedite a big change in the law. Is there something that they can do from afar to help the people in the legislature in Colorado and in Washington do something to dump this thing out or push the feds? Because, you know, the federal law bumps heads with the new state vote, obviously. And here's the thing. The marijuana legalization is a big shift in respect to, let's say, the current international monetary illegal flow of money, right? So what does Mexico, especially, what does Mexico care about? Well, American dollars, because illegal money and money that is legal is a big part, both, is a big part of what props up the government. Now, they're not going to say that. You know, Felipe Calderon is not going to say, oh, you know, absolutely, this is we don't want the illegal monies to go away. And remember, you have a president-elect, Enrique Peña Nieto, who is promising to shift Mexico's focus to preventing violence against the ordinary people. And he's saying that he is intending to battle the cartels and is absolutely opposed to drug legalization, right? And in the meantime, you have two major places where marijuana is dumped off, let's say. And Mexico is one of the primary suppliers of dope to the U.S. You also have big stops in Belize and Honduras, too, that are part of the move up through South America, etc., and then coming up through Mexico, or Central America, South America, Central America, and then up through Mexico. So it's interesting, isn't it, that the two states, our states, the United States, has complicated, really, the commitment to smash, squash, get rid of growing and smuggling marijuana. I mean, I'm laughing because it's... I'm laughing because why that shouldn't be, that shouldn't even be part of the equation. This shouldn't even be part of it. So the rumor is, like I said, from what I understand, they're really trying to put pressure on the feds, trying to put pressure on the two state governments too, as well. So I just would imagine, you know, what's his name? He has that crazy name, Hickenlooper or Blickenlooper, whatever his name is, the governor of Colorado. Can you imagine him getting the phone call? First, it's Mexican President Felipe Calderon. You know, this is just not good for us. This is hurting us, as you are now allowing the legalized marijuana. You think of the production going on in some of the countries here. Nearby and in Mexico. And the president-elect, Enrique Nieto, by the way, is Guatemala's president. There was going to be Guatemala's president. And they can't quite bump out Calderon yet, darn. So this has really complicated what their grand plan is, I think, for illegal money and for legal money. It's not what they're saying, but it's what they want. Yes, they want to stop the cartel, sure, but they want the money to stay. They want the money to stay. And how much pressure and ultimately what will happen with Mexico, the primary supplier of marijuana to the U.S., will be very interesting to watch, my friends. All right, extremely interesting, and he has to be feeling like he's in a bad B movie, is what's happening with David Petraeus. I mean, here's this decorated 4-star general who really was the bomb, so to speak, when it comes to solving the problems that we had in Iraq, as we got in so deep. We needed a surge, we needed a leader, and he was the guy who took over brilliantly in Iraq, and then did the same thing in Afghanistan. How is he rewarded? He moves up the chain. It doesn't matter what the administration is. And he ends up as the director of the CIA. Unfortunately, he fell into a relationship, and it may be two relationships. This is what is so crazy about this. He fell into a relationship with a biographer who was sending letters to a few other women telling them to back off her man. Now, Petraeus has been married for 37 years. His wife knows none of this and is completely blindsided when this FBI investigation comes up, her husband resigns, and then this becomes a full-on assault media style on their family. And what has happened, and there's all these questions about it, is the FBI agent who actually was the lead investigator that exposed Petraeus' affair ended up getting taken off the case because of his relationship with the Petraeus' family friend, Jill Kelly, supposedly. So what kind of affairs are going on underneath the hood? I mean, it's crazy. And Petraeus knew for 6 weeks that they found out about the affair because of the crazy letters from the woman that he was fooling around with. Did Eric Holder know about the investigation? He didn't know about Fast and Furious, so I'm assuming he's the last man to be informed of this, too. Probably he knew when the president knew. And did anybody know anything here? Yeah, it raises a few eyebrows. And then what about the classified information as far as Benghazi is concerned and that attack in Libya and that consulate? Huge concern there. He's going to end up testifying, I guarantee. He's going to end up testifying not, of course, as the director of the CIA, but the former director of the CIA, because he was there before, during, and after, despite all this nonsense with the affair smokescreen. It's there's something more than meets the eye. And one person who's not so worried about what the national security side of it is, but is more worried about the fact that she was clubbed over the head with this, is his wife, Holly, who is also now being followed around by paparazzi-type people. Colonel Steve Boland, who's a friend, a retired Colonel Steve Boylan, rather, talked about his wife and how she feels about this whole thing.
She's not exactly pleased right now. In a conversation with David Petraeus this weekend, he said that furious would be an understatement. He, first of all, deeply regrets and knows how much pain this has caused his family. He had a huge job that he felt he was doing great work, and that is all gone now.
It's interesting because some of you called up and really hammered home the point about what really happened with Benghazi and the attack. And from my point of view and everything that I had heard, the biggest problem was the fact that there was massive requests for backup, for more protection, and it never happened. In the spring, they asked for protection. In the summer, they asked for protection. And then Ambassador Stevens is killed, and three others are killed as well, and many others injured, and the place looked like it was just bombed, as though someone just came in and immediately set fire to the place, knew exactly where they were going, and I think there's no doubt about that. But there were a lot of questions surrounding some of the details of the attack, and the biographer, Paula Broadwell, who was fooling around with Petraeus, could also be asked a bunch of questions by Congress, and whether she'll tell the truth or not, about whether she revealed any information about the attack that she knew because of her relationship with the then CIA director, Petraeus. Woo! What do you think? 855-266-8. 855-266-5-
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How do you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Walks further down the street, people wait out low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
C-SPAN is happy. It's going to be must-see TV because first you're going to have Petraeus is going to talk. Going to have to talk about Benghazi, what he knew, and who knows what else they're going to ask him. Maybe they'll flat out ask him about whether or not he told the woman he was having an affair with, Paula Broadwell, any sensitive details. They would want to get that on the record if there is, in fact, a little bit of a thought out there developing that some of those sensitive details were released. For example, in a nutshell, something that's now started to really circulate, because there's been a big push to find out more particulars. One thing that has come out is what could have happened in Benghazi is that there were some Libyan militia members who were prisoners, and the attack on the consulate was all about trying to get the prisoners back. That's one of the things that was floated, and thanks to Broadwell, she leaked it out there when it wasn't known, when nobody knew very much about that, when the White House was getting hammered about details in the daily briefings, and they didn't really have any new information other than to say they were investigating it. The FBI is all over it, and they're looking into it and all that other kind of stuff, and the CIA. So if, in fact, you had these militiamen there, which it seems as though that's a plausible scenario, that were held in Benghazi, and that's the motive for this staged attack on the consulate. Well, remember, We know all the hubbub. Initially, when that Prophet Muhammad bogus film came out and what happened in Cairo at the American embassy there and then spreading to Libya, that was what was being said, is this is what happened, because they didn't want to really talk about the September 11th anniversary, the 11th anniversary on the consulate, that it had anything to do with that. Now you throw this into the pile and you can prove that some of those details came out thanks to Paula Broadwell, because she did a speech at the University of Denver back at the end of October, and she was asked about how he handled the Benghazi situation, because, of course, that's her claim to fame, the book. Nobody knew about the relationship, about the affair, so she's answering questions and cavalierly lets that slip out. So if this is what now is part of the FBI investigation, certainly she would be trotted up to the hill and asked questions. The FBI knew about the affair for months. And supposedly the White House advisor, John Brennan, knew that there was a relationship all the way back to the summer of 2011. Now, the White House is denying it, saying he didn't know and, you know, didn't know any such thing. So we've already had Petraeus, who's testified in a closed-door session to Congress that the attack was due because of that anti-Islam video and a spontaneous uprising that happened all of a sudden at the spur of the moment because of the things that were happening in Cairo and the video that came up on YouTube. And that's what Petraeus said. Now you wonder if they could even charge him with perjury, because did he withhold information? Because how did she know this nonsense about that there were militia men there? So this has really gotten sticky for Petraeus because of her, because of things that she's said. So what was the CIA doing in Benghazi? What were they doing? Supposedly they were searching for Gaddafi's 22,000 missiles, the shoulder-held missiles that would be able to take down planes. And who knew what was really going on with the CIA? Did Eric Holder know? Who knew? So actually, this has become a much bigger deal, a much bigger deal. But none of this drama played out before the election. If all of this played out before the election, not so much about the affair, but all those other details and what was being held back and what the CIA knew and what did the White House know and what did this person. It's always about timelines, because there's a thing called lying, perjuring yourself to Congress. And Petraeus did a behind the closed door meeting. He was testifying. If he blatantly didn't, you know, left things out, they could nail him. I think they could nail him for that. And maybe not just Petraeus. Who knows? Once they bring her into the picture. So maybe this all gets swept out. And maybe it doesn't. But I would think that he's got to be talking to an attorney and he has to be concerned about this. Then the questions come up that shouldn't have Petraeus resigned sooner? Why didn't he resign sooner when the FBI first approached him about the affair? Did he think that he was going to be able to weather the storm? So I'll tell you, I think must-see TV is coming to C-SPAN. Maybe not Lifetime so much. Maybe it's going to be C-SPAN. All right, I promised that we would also talk, and you can throw in your 2 cents in this too, by the way, 855-266-KATE, I'm going to get it out this time, 855-266-5283, because if you're like me, you have no idea when you look down at the letters, 5283. The other thing that I mentioned is a crazy story, but you have a couple of things in light of what happened in this election. The craziness with the long lines in Florida. This is just kind of a follow-up here. the craziness with all the long lines in Florida, people waiting for 6 hours, 7 hours, which is just absolutely ridiculous, not having the results in time, always the concern about what's going on with military ballots. And then you have this crazy thing about Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, where they say they're not going to investigate the turnout or the vote totals, but in Philadelphia, which is, I mean, maybe it, you know, maybe it happened, but they're saying that in 59 of the wards, the divisions, that's what they're called, divisions, but in the wards, where maybe fewer than 1,000 people, maybe a little bit more than that, registered to vote, Mitt Romney didn't even win one single vote. So you mean to tell me in almost 20,000 ballots that were cast, Romney got a goose egg? Zip. Nada. Nothing. He got nothing. It's very unusual. In fact, I'd love to know if that's ever happened before. Some people would say, well, look, that's mostly, you know, 98% of those 59 spots we're talking about are mostly where you have your black populations that are living there. So perhaps that's not, you know, that unusual. But that, I mean, 100%, nailing it 100% seems, I don't know, seems odd to me. But, hey, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. When I first saw that, I thought, wow, are you kidding me? I mean, geez. In Chicago, they're trying to compare it to Chicago. Chicago has, and we know in Chicago politics, is like, Chicago has 50 wards. So in 10 of those 50, Obama captured 98% of the vote or more. And so in six of them, six of the wards, it got up to 99%. But that's not all 50. I think the amount that we're talking about in Philly is insane. I mean, that's crazy. But they're not going to look at it. They're just saying, hey, it was a big turnout. The totals were there for Obama. He won. We think it's all good. It's kosher. We're not looking into this thing. We're not turning this over. We're not looking through backdating and looking. I mean, we're not going back and looking at the machines. We're not doing that. We're not going to do that. And in Florida, they're saying the same thing, because in Florida, there are questions about some of the vote totals there, too. I mean, not enough, by the way, in either of these cases, for goodness sake, that it makes a bit of difference to what would have happened in this election. Not at all. But it's interesting that in this day and age, this is the way we run our elections, and we can't do better than that. We can't say, it's good enough for me. I'm thinking it's okay. And we have these, you know, we have these questions. So you have Alan West, who is questioning the total for that came out to vote for him, questioning the results of the election and saying he's not conceding. He's not accepting it. I'm not accepting it. I refuse to have a concession speech. I won't do it. I won't do it because I don't believe the figures. I mean, eventually, hey, you don't want to have a concession speech? That's fine. You can challenge the results because Florida declared the vote tally anyway, but they're not going to do anything to go back and look at this. So the Florida Republican congressman says there was just too much. There were too many problems and irregularities to think that this total was correct. You know, and the Tea Party backs West, and they're demanding a recount after the swing of votes on election night. The Democratic challenger was a guy named Patrick Murphy, and we're talking 2,000 votes. So actually, he was leading Patrick Murphy by about 2,000 votes. Then he was trailing 30 minutes later by 2,400 votes. So I think the Sunshine State needs to get its act together. What do you think? Star Spangled Banner, a flap that involves hockey teams. I'll tell you about it next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
right, Star Spangled Banner, that goes to all of you vets at the tail end of Veterans Day as we, some of us, are start to remove our flags, or maybe we keep them out there for forever, or we leave them up for another couple of weeks. Do you know that that rendition of the Star Spangled Banner took almost 2 minutes, but not, I mean, just shy, a couple seconds shy of 2 minutes. Do you think that's a long time? I got to tell you, this may be the outrage of the day, and I was happy to see this from Todd Starnes, who sent me a link to it. He did a little commentary piece. There's about 200 high school hockey teams in Pennsylvania that have been asked to eliminate the national anthem because it takes, they say, too much time to perform and just costs too much money. Renting the ice time, it just sucks up the ice time. By the time you hustle out and do the Star Spangled Banner, it's just too long, which is crazy. My kid brother played youth hockey, high school hockey in Pennsylvania, and this is like a tradition that goes back to the 60s with high school hockey. It's always been a part of it. And it's ridiculous that, and I think it's the blunder of the week, it's ridiculous that they want to do away with it because they're saying it eats up too much time. Shame on the commissioner of the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Hockey League Group. Ed Sam is his name, because I think Ed Sam needs to reevaluate that. It does not cost that much. It does not. $300 per hour for schools to rent the ice rinks. They have fundraisers. It's taking a few minutes out of it. They could play a version of it. You don't want to have people sing it live all the time, which they don't. They could just play a taped version of it, and that would be 2 minutes. Give me a break. It's bogus. So this hour we've talked about Petraeus and the fact that he betrayed his family and himself and could be perjuring, or could have perjured himself and could end up into a serious situation where he may find himself behind bars, and which is shocking to me. And then you have the stuff with the election and crazy results that don't seem to make sense. And I know that it's not going to ever be 100%. Nothing's 100%. But for goodness sake, can't we get it just a little bit better than that? Even though it wouldn't have changed the results in the presidential election, with some of those local elections and then congressional races, I don't blame West for being upset by that, because that's just too close. And they needed to get that right. Why even have a whiff of controversy? Why even have that? They need to get it right. All right, let's take one. Let's go to Justin in North Carolina. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's in your mind?
Well, I was watching the local news a while ago. I don't know. But right after that, the show Revolution went off, and broadcasting out of Wilmington, North Carolina, which would be WWAY or WECT 1.
Right.
But they were reporting, and I'm assuming whichever one it was a pretty legitimate news thing. They broadcast 3 or 4 times a day. They were talking, saying that there are like over 20 states right now that have, I can't remember if it was like 43,000 people or 143,000 that were signing petitions to the federal government to allow their states to peacefully secede from the union. And I was
Justin,
just wondering, that's the first I've heard of it. So.
No, Justin, you're right about that. What I know is that in Texas, they have 25,000 Texans that signed the petition. It's on the White House website to let Texas secede from the United States and create their own government. And there are a couple of other states that are trying to do the same thing, trying to withdraw. And the White House, I'm glad you brought it up, because it is interesting from this perspective for sure. The White House does have to respond. The petitions have to reach 25,000 for every state, and then within they have to consider it within 30 days to be considered. You know, so in other words, you got to collect all those signatures and then you got 30 days. So the White House has to review it. They can't just blow it off and say, oh, this is ridiculous, or, you know, we're just going to shove this aside. They can't do that, Justin. They have to look at it. So this story could get a lot bigger if those numbers get bigger in some of those other states. But definitely for Texas, already they're in the hopper. They already have that 25,000, and something has to come out of that. Policy experts have to look at it, and there has to be an official response from the White House.
Well, the guy, one of the guys reporting said that secession was unconstitutional, and I'm looking. I've got a We the People book with all our documents, and I can't find where it says secession is unconstitutional unless it was added in after the Civil War. My thinking is that, you know, if the American people can't get, you know, legitimate redress of grievances from the federal government, which I don't think we've gotten in a long, long time. I don't think they care or listen. Do you know if secession is unconstitutional, or do you think they would, you know, try to squash it like they did during the Civil War?
Well, I think they'll try to squash it. Oh, definitely. I mean, it could get, if you had constitutional lawyers battling, they could try to press the issue, and they will. But I'm glad you brought this up. Thanks. But whether or not they succeed is the key, because what do you think is going to happen? I know Justin knows this. Of course, they're going to try to just, let's just get this out of the way. This is ridiculous. Let's move on. That's going to be the thought. But the White House does have to respond, and they will respond to it, because they don't want to get caught in the middle of this. And the thing that's really intriguing is Texas isn't, as Justin said, isn't the only state whose folks, whose people are petitioning for this, but they have the highest number, the number that you need. I have a copy of the Constitution that I carry around. It's a small book. It's not the We the People book. It's another book that I have, and it doesn't have that anywhere in it about it being illegal to do that. But what do you think? What do you think will happen here if you're trying to divorce yourself from the country? Certainly, there will be challenges, but I think they'll be squashed. Is what'll happen. You know, legally, that it'll go up the flagpole, but probably that's pretty much it. Can you imagine if you could just do that? And the Civil War is the great example, because that's exactly where all of that came out. So Texas is saying, don't mess with us, but it could get uglier if more states decide to descend on the Potomac and come up with those numbers. And there's a good chance some of them will. You think of the Tea Party folks who can certainly organize. So they'll have to respond to it. How will they respond to it will be the interesting thing. And whether or not, as you know, whether or not they have to address not just Texas, but other states who say they want to peacefully withdraw from the United States of America and create their own government. Interesting times. Any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.